This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
With the 12th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama.
This is your all-sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Did the Cowboys make the right choice? And the draft continues tonight. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM. The Team.
Swung on, line to center, base hit. Rounding third is Arias, and he will score. Sliding in without a tag is Arias, and the A's have come back to win it by the score of 4-3.
They haven't gotten the offense fixed just yet, after all.
Thought they had.
First game, the Sacramento, they four homers, scored eight. Man, yep. It was an offensive explosion.
It did. It was the most they'd scored all season.
They changed the lineup.
They did.
It was all going to be fixed.
Thought so.
Off to a 100-win season.
Yep.
But not so much.
No. Since then, Semien is 0-7 with a walk.
And they got beat last night. They had three home runs on a normal night. Three home runs
gets
you maybe seven runs, right?
But for the Rangers, they get some three.
They hit three solos and got beat 4-3 last night.
Got the three runs, though.
Tonight, here on the Team, Verlander against Eivaldi.
Sounds like a good match.
You've got one definite Hall of Famer and one borderline Hall of Famer. Eivaldi's got a pretty good resume.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he really does.
Yeah.
But you got two really good pitchers tonight. That's the pitching matchup in San Francisco here on 92.1 FM.
And the Giants are one of the best teams in all of baseball. They're coming off of, three games, went out of four against Milwaukee. So they're rolling right now. Tough matchup for the Rangers, who needs, they have to score runs.
And don't forget that the twist to this is Bochy was the Giants manager. Yeah. They won three World Series in 5 years for Boch. 2010 over the Rangers, then 2012 and 2014. Mm-hmm. Three out of five.
Yeah, that's great.
Odd numbered years, Will. I mean, even numbered years were their year. This is an odd numbered year. So maybe Bochy 2 years ago won it in 23 with the Rangers. Maybe with the Rangers, it's going to be odd numbers.
Kind of looks like it. I mean, you know.
At least the Rangers are, at or near the top of the American League West.
They are.
But they're not hitting the ball.
And you can't sustain. It's unsustainable.
And so we'll see. But they go to San Francisco tonight and a weekend series in San Fran.
Because you could expect some of these Rangers pitchers are going to go down with injuries. But right now, that's what's keeping them in the game, giving them a shot.
What'd they say, Rocker? What'd they call it?
Impingement.
A shoulder impingement. I don't even know what that is.
No, it's not Big Word Wednesday, and that's the big word. Impingement.
Impingement. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I've got a blister. Lighter had a blister. I got a blister. Can I take a week off?
No. No.
Call Paul Gleiser and ask him if I can take a week off. I've got a blister. Lighter had a blister. I need time off.
Do you have a blister on your tongue? Because that's all you do is talk. Now, if you got a blister on your tongue, maybe you could get some time off.
Dude, I thought you had my back. I thought you were my friend.
And if you have a blister on your tongue, there's probably some real issues.
All right. Cowboys took a guard last night. Not the sexiest pick in the world.
Kind of like you.
Here's the analogy that I use. Sometimes, I mean, my wife didn't marry the sexiest guy.
This is true. This is a true statement.
But, I mean, I wasn't the sexiest guy. But we've been married going on 34 years, so it kind of worked out, you know? But I was not. I mean, she basically married a guard.
Yeah, I guess
instead of marrying the quarterback, yeah. she married the offensive lineman. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You know.
Pretty good analogy.
Working guy.
Yeah.
Solid. She could have married the quarterback, but she chose to marry.
For whatever reason.
The Cowboys could have taken the wide receivers last night.
That's right. Could have taken a running back.
They had two. They had Omarion Hampton, Golden, Egbuka, all were on the board last night. But the Cowboys went with the guard. My wife married the offensive lineman. She could have had the quarterback. Yeah. She married the O-lineman. Now, whether she regrets that or not, I don't even want to go there. I'm not even going to
ask her in private time.
I would never ask that question because I might not like the answer.
Oh, I will.
Okay, but be that as it may.
All right.
So, your thoughts on the Cowboys? They took And I'm hearing people, you know, the reaction.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people were very positive about it. But there were others who talk about, well, they needed this, they needed
they
that.
Got a lot of needs.
They need a cornerback, they need a wide receiver, blah, blah, blah. They need a running back, and yes, they do.
They need all of that.
But the whole point of scouting, and I will say this in the Cowboys' defense, not that they need my help. Mike Fisher's going to join us coming up here in a few minutes on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio, by the way. Oh, by the way, if you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. All right. What was I even talking about? Oh, the Cowboys. You employ all these scouts. You do all this work.
That's
you build this draft board, okay? So I will say this. We don't know. Tyler Booker might be a Hall of Famer.
He might be.
He might be a bust. I'm guessing that he's probably going to be a pretty good player.
You think so, right? You would hope so.
Now, but they build this draft board, and so at number 12, if you believe that he was the best guy out there, and people talk about, do you take draft for position or the best player available? 90% of the people who call in here say, take the best guy available.
Yeah.
Well, if in their mind he was the best guy available, then take him.
Plus the fact that it is a need, right?
It is a need, too.
It is a need, too.
So, theoretically, the Cowboys now have three dudes on the inside of their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Beebe, who I think showed us enough last year.
We're
pretty good at center. Tyler Smith is already a Pro Bowler at left guard. Zach Martin just retired, I'm assuming that Tyler Booker is plugged in at right guard immediately.
There you go. That's what they think.
From all I've heard, he is a mauler. And so maybe that's what the Cowboys need. Again, when it all comes down to it, people talk football's really a pretty simple game.
It pretty is.
The whole point of football, it's much like warfare. I think that's one of the reasons people like it so much. It's the closest sport of any that resembles warfare. You are trying to gain territory.
Yes.
Football's a game, you're trying to gain real estate. You're trying to impose your will, which is what a battle in a war is. You're trying, one side trying to impose their will and gain ground on the other side and push them back.
Push them back.
Way back. And if you want to use the war analogy, the goal line is the other country's capital.
There you go.
You're trying to get there and destroy their government. Okay, whatever. Right. That's war.
That's deep.
It's what the Russians have been trying to do in Ukraine and haven't been able to get it done. Okay?
That's deep.
In World War II, we were trying to get to Berlin. Or Tokyo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what war is.
That's right.
So in order to impose your will, you got to be good at the line of scrimmage. And the Cowboys haven't been very good in the last 2 years at the line of scrimmage. Their defensive line gets their butts kicked on a regular basis.
You can run the ball against the Cowboys.
Right. And so, you know, on that side of the ball, and no question they need help. And on the offensive line, once upon a time, not too many years ago, they had some dudes up there, and they imposed their will on the offensive line.
Yeah.
They did that in the 90s when they had Emmitt and all those big guys mm-hmm. blocking for him.
Yeah,
I mean, you knew what they were going to do, invite you to stop it.
There.
So maybe the Cowboys did the right thing. We'll know.
We'll find out.
What do you think on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline? Did the Cowboys make the right call? They could have had the wide receivers. They could have had the running backs.
Yep, they were all out there.
Cornerbacks were out there. They were good guys. Yeah. They took a guard.
They did. And again, Jerry kind of gave the game away the day before the draft that he said it's not about the running back, it's about the offensive line. And so that's where they went. And it was a need. So, you know, he might be right. We'll find out.
My opinion is that the real draft starts tonight. This first round stuff is we've used the word sexy a lot this afternoon, but all the so-called stars, you know, are taken. And now the real work comes. You know, the guys that, you know, the scouts have done all this work. You've done all this scouting. Now you've got rounds 2 through 7. 2 and 3 are tonight. The Cowboys have the 44th and 76th pick.
Yes.
12th pick in the second round, 12th pick in the third round.
Okay.
Now, go out and do your work. Here's where all of that blood, sweat, and tears
pays off, right?
You hope it pays off beginning tonight.
Yeah, those are a lot of picks to be made, at least, you know, in these latter rounds or in these mid rounds or whatever you want to call them. But, yeah, still a lot of players out there. And, yes, you don't want to miss on these guys.
Yes, this is where teams are built. And hence our trivia question for a Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern gift card at 592-5200. First correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. The Cowboys have picked two future Hall of Famers in the second round of the NFL draft in their history. Name them. in the history of Dallas Cowboys drafting, which started not in 1960, 1961. 1960, they got the franchise late after the draft.
Yeah.
So they had the expansion draft, and they went out and signed some free agents, and they were terrible, okay?
All right.
But 1961, they had their first draft, and Bob Lilly was the first ever top pick for the Cowboys. That worked out. But in their history, the Cowboys have picked two future Hall of Famers in the second round of the draft. Name both of them. 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open, and the Cowboys, again, have a pretty good draft history. They also have a history, after this thing is over, of undrafted free agents. That's also something that people get overlooked at times, but the Cowboys have a heck of a history of undrafted free agents.
Tony Romo?
Romo, Cliff Harris, Drew Pearson, guys right, like that. Yeah. I mean, they've got those are two Hall of Fame. Other guys, there have been a bunch of them the Cowboys have done that have been, have not been drafted. They've had some good
you
players.
You can get the good players undrafted.
Dang right. There are a lot of good football players out there. Anyway, but we're not worried about that right now. What they're worried about right now is rounds two and round three of the draft tonight. The Cowboys hope to get two more starters. Booker's going to be a starter. They're going to put him in there whether you like it or not.
Well, they expect him to be, yes.
And if they're doing their job, they will get two more starters tonight in the second and third round. Now, that doesn't always work out.
It doesn't.
But you hope that you get two more starters. Most drafts, and I've heard guys say that if you could get three starters out of a draft and maybe two or three more guys that contribute to your team, that's a heck of a draft. That's a heck of a draft.
That sounds like a good draft to me.
I mean, that's really good.
Yeah.
For instance, DeMarvion Overshown's draft. Now, Overshown's going to work out if he can stay healthy. Otherwise, they didn't got much out of that group a couple of years ago.
That's true, yeah.
So, we'll see. But in the meantime, this is what you have tonight in rounds two and rounds three. It's 513 on 92.1 FM, the Team Sports Radio. Again, we had hoped the Rangers had their offense fixed.
Mm.
They play at San Francisco coming up tonight. Again, it's Verlander against Eovaldi. Oh, by the way, if you followed the NFL draft last night, Shedeur Sanders did not get taken.
I know.
Deion's kid did not get taken in the first round. And that has been was one of the big stories of last night.
Right now, the story.
And will be one of the big stories, maybe the biggest story tonight. The Shedeur Sanders watch is on.
Yeah, that is the biggest story right now because he came with so much hype. And, and obviously the people around the NFL have not bought into the Sanders hype. So I saw him sliding again yesterday. I actually said that on the show. He's sliding, but I didn't think he would slide all the way out of the first round. But here we are.
Yeah. And why?
Yeah.
I mean, was he overrated because of his name in the first place?
Yeah, some of that is true, yes.
But on the other hand, Colorado went from being horrible to good.
They were competitive, yeah.
He threw for over 4,000 yards
and didn't throw many picks, yeah.
Got a heck of a touch.
Completed nearly 80% of his passes. He can play, but there's something that's spooking these people. Now, part of what we heard about his interview
We've heard that his interviews, and again, the guys keep talking about that. Those player interviews are as important almost as the workout. They can see these guys, what they can do. They can see that on video.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on TV every week. Mm-hmm. There's all that stuff, and there's plenty of video to scout.
Right.
But the interview is where they actually get to know the kid.
Yeah, and apparently they don't like what they saw, heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hearing that he was arrogant.
Yep.
Which I hate arrogance.
Yeah,
I can't stand that.
Arrogance. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of arrogance. I'm a lot of things, but I don't think I'm
arrogant. You are not arrogant, no.
And so I can't stand arrogance. Entitlement.
Yeah. And so you've heard that word thrown around with Sanders as well, entitlement.
Entitled, I guess, in football means that I get to step in and be your starter immediately. No, you don't get to.
Yeah, so something is spooking.
You got to prove. The guys in that locker room don't give a you-know-what. Who you are, who your daddy is.
Where you came from, they don't.
They don't. What they want to know is you can play.
Can you play?
And they tell me, the guys that have played the game say they can tell pretty quick when training camp starts.
Oh, you can tell pretty quick, yeah.
We give these guys the benefit of the doubt sometimes on whether they're a bust or not. The players themselves can tell you.
You know what I mean.
By the first week of training camp.
Yeah, first day, couple hours. Maybe, I was in training camp. Yeah, you can tell.
Maybe they don't say it, but it's what I've heard from talking to guys who played that game that they know. They know quick who can play and who can't.
The first player, the first arena ball football MVP was a guy named Russell Hairston, and he came to camp with Atlanta. He lasted 2 hours before he was out of there.
It
was really quick. Yeah, you can tell. Now, he was the MVP of the arena league, the first one ever.
Lasted a couple hours in camp. Yeah.
What was it about him? What position did he play?
He was slow. He played safety and receiver. You know, Arena League, you could kind of go both ways. When the, you know, this, he was the very first one. But, yeah, he did. He didn't last a couple hours.
Did you get to know him?
He was slow. No, not really. I talked to him a little bit. He wasn't around long enough. But, yeah. Russell Hairston.
Russell.
I don't know why his name sticks with me, though.
Well, because you saw it happen.
I saw it happen, yeah. He was slow. I was like, how is somebody that slow the MVP? But he was.
Okay. And so what did the guys say to him or about him? Did they say anything?
Not much.
To him?
He didn't talk much. I saw him taking off his cleats. Last time I saw him, he was taking off his cleats at the end of practice, and that was the last time we saw Russell Hairston.
And he was gone the
he
next
never
day.
Never saw him again.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. So as they get ready for rounds 2 and 3 of the draft tonight, this is a big night potentially for the Cowboys or not. I'll be disappointed if the Cowboys don't come out of here tonight with a couple of starters because the opportunity is there at 44 and 76. There are still good players on the board. Yeah. They still need a running back. They still need wide receivers. They need cornerbacks. They need defensive linemen. They need a lot. Because they went 7-10 last year.
They do, and that's why you kind of have to wait and see on the offensive lineman, on Booker, right? Because they needed an offensive lineman, too.
UT Tyler softball team with a 4-0 lead over Oklahoma Christian, bottom of the fifth inning, first game of a doubleheader this afternoon at the ballpark on the UT Tyler campus. UT is very good. They're the defending national champions. Their men play St. Mary's tonight at 7, basically about 15 feet away at the other ballpark, Irwin Field. So you got baseball and softball going on out at UT Tyler. And TJC has a massive doubleheader against Panola at Mike Carter beginning at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They are in a battle with four playoff spots trying to get to the regional tournament. The Apaches are in the mix, and Panola is one of the teams that they're battling with, and they play them twice tomorrow. That's a big doubleheader.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
So you've got all kinds of baseball to watch.
Right.
Plus the Rangers tonight here on 92.1 FM, the team. Our trivia question, Mike Fisher from CowboysCountry.com will join us here in a bit, and we'll find out what he thinks about not only the first day of the draft, but what the Cowboys might do tonight. The Cowboys in their history. And again, tonight's rounds 2 and 3. Well, the Cowboys have done okay in round 2 in their history. In fact, in their history, they have drafted 2 future Hall of Famers in the second round of the NFL draft for a Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern gift card. On the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, first correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days at 592-5200. We want to know who those 2 future Hall of Famers the Cowboys drafted in the second round. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, 903-999-9999. 519, 92.1 FM, the team.
You're on the team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, the team.
And we wrap the week up by checking in with Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West. Mike, what's up? What's going on at Jordan's?
I'm just sitting here, can't get KVET Radio and Sam Allred off my mind. What years were you there?
I was there from 81 to 83.
So you were there after Steve Michael graduated.
No, I knew Si. No, McMichael played it. Yeah, I went to college with Bam Bam McMichael, who passed away this week.
You did?
Yeah.
But you were not at KVET.
I was not. I was still just a student at UT at the time.
Was KVET your first radio?
It was my first radio job.
And
I'd worked in TV before that.
Sports director?
I was. Heck of a deal.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. Anyway, I'd worked in TV and then got into radio because I had a radio. I have a radio face, Mike. You know that.
I know you do.
I mean, so do you though. Don't brag, okay?
Well, I don't know. For whatever reason, it didn't scare people off over the radio because they come from far and wide. Sometimes they say, we just want to see what you look like. I said, well, you're impressed, right?
There you go. You know, people ask me that, and I always tell them, you know what I tell them, Mike? Because of these ads that we do, what does he look like? I say, he sounds like he looks.
You know what I'm thinking about?
He looks like he sounds. That's what I say to him.
Putting them down there and say that they will not be shocked.
Okay. All right. Sell me some appliances, Mike. Quit fooling around, okay?
Well, I still got Whirlpool built, Made in America washers, world's largest home appliance manufacturer that builds just home appliances, Made in America super capacity heavy-duty washer and dryer. For $859. That is a great, great price. These washers are bigger than anything they made 15 years ago, so they're big washers. And today we got some even bigger than that. But we offer discounted extended service agreements that are guaranteed nationwide for less than half of what you might pay in Tyler for a lesser warranty. Generally speaking, appliances last a long time, but if you're one of those people out there that's been shocked at the price to repair anything these days, we've got a solution for that. Anyway, we've got great deals on washer dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, electric ranges, gas ranges, got a wide variety of pricing and models and features in stock. You don't have to wait 3 and 4 weeks sometimes to get the most popular models. We generally have them. If we don't have them, we can get them as quickly or quicker than anybody else because we're in the world's largest home appliance buying group.
There you go. Mike Jordan and Jordan's of Edom. They're 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West and always open on the web at jordanswarehousedivision.com.
I'm Taylor Swinford at Family Owned Quality Investments, and we will put you in the perfect truck, SUV, or car at the right price. Come see us on Highway 69 North between Tyler and Lindale, or start out at quality-investments.com. Bank financing is available, or you can buy here and pay here. We value a long-time quality investments reputation, and we have the cream of the crop cars, trucks, SUVs, and luxury vehicles, something to fit your needs and budget. Highway 69 North between Tyler and Lindale, across from Harris Nursery, on the web at quality-investments.com.
Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Russ, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. Citizensfirstbank.com. You've built it, you're proud of it, but is there still something missing to give your home that extra sparkle inside or outside? Well, that's the special touch that 110 Welding can provide, like accents in ornamental iron and custom welding. It could be the first look curb appeal that a wrought iron front door, entrance gate, or outside fence can add. Inside, maybe a wrought iron balcony, an ornamental iron banister on a curving stairway, or a handmade table with custom wood, glass, marble, or granite. Follow the lead of many local contractors, builders, and remodelers, and let 110 Welding add that special missing piece. On the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. Creating beauty and elegance that'll last a lifetime. 110 Welding, where security is a beautiful thing. Highway 110 between Tyler and White House, and on the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. 110 Welding. O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Wednesday with chicken fajitas for $14.99 at Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
The Texas Rangers play here, 92.1 FM, the team sports radio.
After the turnover battle, I think the number one way you win football games in this league is you own the line of scrimmage. And so that's not just on offense, it's on defense as well. And you saw us make some moves in the offseason free agency to fill some holes on defense. There's going to be a commitment to playing physical on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And this young man comes in extremely powerful. He's a mauler. And then, again, having guys like Clayton, Connor Riley, you know, to help develop him and to develop the entire unit, whether it's Tyler Guyton, whether it's Cooper Beebe, Terrence Steele, all the guys, there's going to be a commitment to us owning the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And that was part of the process of the hiring process for sure.
Brian Schottenheimer, after the Cowboys took Tyler Booker with the 12th pick in last night's draft.
Yeah, that might work out fine. I mean, it's not the splash you pick. They want to run the football, so you got to start up front. It might work out.
We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio and on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Mike Fisher, CowboysCountry.com with us. Mike, good afternoon. How's it going today, Mike?
Outstanding. Heading into the star right now for another round of it.
Okay. Yeah. So the Cowboys didn't take the sexy pick. But otherwise, why have a draft board if they believe that Booker's the best guy available? Well, take him, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, and I know that your brilliant audience is too smart to fall for the sexy thing. If we're just going to do sexy, then just every year we're going to draft wide receivers? Is that just every year in the first round, just draft wide receivers? You don't need anybody who weighs over 300 pounds. Nobody to do the dirty work. I'm glad to say most Cowboy fans I run into, I think there's an initial reaction. Oh, but the initial reaction is because the average Cowboy fan doesn't know anything about this guy. But if he is if he had a first-round grade from you, he fits Schottenheimer's player profile, which he does, Tyler Booker we're talking about, and then this was huge on Schottenheimer for the last couple of weeks. I mean, I'm told kind of like pounding the table. Let's get character guys, too. Let's try to get character guys. And, every team talks about that. Maybe this team, maybe they're just flapping their gums now. We'll see what happens today. But the Cowboys have a history of what I call second chance Valley Ranch based on, Jerry's belief. Oh, he's not such a bad guy. He just ran into a bad situation. And sometimes that's true, but I think Schottenheimer is trying to establish we can get good, nasty players who aren't bad, nasty people. And Tyler Booker certainly qualifies as that. He is in Alabama, in addition to being maybe the best offensive tackle in the SEC for the last 3 years, in his opinion, not tackle. He's a locker room legend there, just in terms of his leadership and the way he conducts himself. So every team could use a little bit of that. Maybe this team could use a lot of it.
So let's get this one out of the way. Why do you think Shedeur Sanders dropped?
Well, it's not because he's being picked on. Oh, poor Shedeur. And Deion has done his son a disservice by announcing that it's just because his name is Sanders and everybody's against him and nobody against you. You started your own high school for him. What are you talking about? You took him to Jackson State and then moved him to Colorado. And I've got nothing personal here, but the talent evaluators, guys who have their asses on the line, are not anti Shedeur Sanders because they don't like his dad. They're not drafting Shedeur Sanders because he thinks he's not good enough. He's not very big. He's not a mobile quarterback, even though some people think he is. And he comes across entitled. And the reason he comes across entitled, guess why he comes across entitled?
Because he is.
Okay. So the Sanders name has not been his curse. The Sanders name has been his blessing. Maybe he goes as the first pick of the Cleveland Browns, and maybe he becomes the next Drew Brees. It's possible, but 32 teams just said, I don't bet on it.
All right, Mike Fisher is with us, CowboysCountry.com. So, Mike, in my opinion, I mean, obviously the first round gets all the hype, but you got all these scouts, you've got all this preparation, you spent a lot of money on all these people, and you build this board. To me, this is the more interesting night, rounds 2 and 3. They've got numbers 44 and 76, and if they don't come out of here with two starters tonight, I'm going to be disappointed. How about you?
Yeah, one of the reasons you're right is, in a way, the first round is easier. It's more obvious. It's, there's 12, every year there's somewhere between, 12 to 15 first round grades on guys. So those are the easy ones. But now it's much more of a mad scramble, and getting it right is harder, and therefore getting it right's more important. They have almost put themselves in a position, and they deny this now, they've almost made it so they have to draft a wide receiver here tonight. They will have a massive – I mean, Stephen Jones came out and announced, we have a desperate need for an explosive number two receiver alongside CeeDee Lamb. And they haven't done anything in free agency to solve that. What they do have, they have a lot of good number four receivers. I mean, they got a whole bunch of Jalen Tolberts here, lots of them. They need a number two receiver, a real one. And I do think they get that tonight. Hopefully they don't have to get it by reaching. Hopefully one of these guys, there's three of them that sit here that are worthy of being in the next 12 picks. And I bet you the Cowboys take one of those.
Okay, so other needs. I mean, wide receiver, is that the most obvious need to you? What else?
Yeah, because running back, which they also want to do, there's more running backs that are potential starters than there are wide receivers now left. And I know everybody doesn't agree with me. The two guys they signed, Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, are NFL starting running backs. I mean, they've been starting running backs their whole lives. And it's not like, you know, they're still in their 20s. So you can more than get by if you ended up having to go that way. And, you know, you could turn around and pick up a running back somewhere else via trade. You know, that Breece Hall Jets thing, that just won't go away. I'm not sure exactly why, but it won't go away. So, yeah, I think if everything was just great tonight, they would be excited to say, oh, my gosh, we're going to get this wide receiver at 44. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that this running back's still here in the third-round pick. I think that'd be a good night for them.
I'm looking here that on your website, you're affiliated with Athlon now, that what does it say here that the Cowboys are linked to Shedeur Sanders, according to Adam Schefter? What's he talking about?
Adam Schefter comes out this afternoon and says, I'm not reporting this. This isn't just reporting. I'm just saying, what if the Cowboys wanted Shedeur Sanders? Well, and so I felt obliged to write a story about it, first of all, because, I mean, Adam Schefter, I mean, that's news. And second of all, if you read between my lines, I'm kind of making fun of him. I'm not making fun of Shedeur. I mean, you know, he says in his report, Schefter does, hey, anything can happen. Well, I mean, you got me there. It's true. But the upside-downness of this building, if you had Dak Prescott making $60 million and instead of getting him a weapon, got him a non-star quarterback who is more controversial than he is talented, would be hilarious to me. I'll just put it that way. Hilarious.
Talk about trades. I mean, Jerry even alluded to this last night, and you were at the news conference, that they were working on a trade right up till the time that they had to pick, but 2 minutes to go, blah, 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 and that there are other major trades still being worked on. What are they talking about?
Yeah, there's two things going on here. One, so on Tuesday in the walk-off, there's about three of us there, and that's when Jerry said, we're working on some two substantive trades, and I didn't roll my eyes. That makes sense. Every team should be doing that. So that made sense. So I wrote the heck out of that at CowboysCountry.com. Steven said on 105.3 The Fan today that those are still in play, that's not dead. Well, he must be talking about, at least in part, trading for a veteran. And another, you know, besides the Breece Hall thing that won't go away, the George Pickens in Pittsburgh. And he's in a similar boat as Jameson Williams in Detroit. And I think Cortland Sutton, who's, of course, a local guy here in Denver, I think those are worthwhile names for us to gossip about. Then the other trade thing was the Houston Texans really did call and say, we'd like to move up. Where were they, 25? We'd like to move up from 25 to 12, and they just didn't quite offer enough. It was Steven involved in that one, and Steven wanted more. And when they didn't give more, he said, fine, we'll sit here and stick and pick, and that's how they end up with Booker. By the way, their dream guy turns out to be, a source tells me this morning, Tet McMillan, the 6'4" receiver from Arizona. I don't know that that's a secret, but now it's confirmed. That had he been there at 12, that they would have thrown a party. They're happy here, but that would have been a party.
Well, I mean, but Booker, you like Booker, and B, do you like Booker, and B, Does this their interior offensive line, theoretically, Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, and now this kid, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah, on paper, it's really good. Now, let's get Terrence Steele back to where he's good, because he can be, and then let's get Tyler Guyton. That's a first-round pick. Let's get him fixed up. Let's get him in the weight room. But I agree with you, I'm not a scout. This is just from people I talk to. Tyler Booker's not athletic like Zach Martin or athletic like Larry Allen. But he's smart and he's serious and he's nasty. What he said last night in that quote, I think it was with Bleacher Report with Micah, said I like to remove the love of the game from the guy that I'm lining up across. That's pretty cool, and he does do that at the college level. So he's not a gymnast, he's not an athlete. You know what I'm saying about Larry Allen, right? If Larry Allen, if he would have weighed 180 pounds instead of 300 pounds, he would have been an NFL running back. Zach Martin, if he was a 200-pound guy instead of a 300-pound guy, would have still been an athletic something. This guy is just a big 6'5", 330-pound, massive football player. He's not like those RAS scores. He doesn't go through the roof on athleticism, but he does go through the roof, Tyler Booker, on production.
Any predictions for tonight, then I'll let you go.
Yeah, let's go wide receiver and then running back. And let's keep in mind, the Schottenheimer pounding the table for class, and then Will McClay. And he's got it written up on his dry erase board, and it's been there for years. He's never erased it. Maybe it's in permanent ink. Four words. Does he love football? And these NFL teams need to not get so enamored with, boy, he looks, the Underwear Olympics. Boy, he ran a fast. Does he love football? And we find out a couple years later after some of these guys get drafted where they just don't seem, they just didn't quite make it. And I think that's one of the reasons.
Mozzie Smith has said that he didn't love football. Yeah. He just liked to hit people.
But he ain't hitting people.
And when he said that, I was like, oh, Mozzie, that's going to haunt you. You can't mean it that way. But now here we are a couple years later and people watch him play and they go, I think he meant it.
Mike, we'll see you later, buddy. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
Mike Fisher, CowboysCountry.com. Yeah. Speaking of the second round, the Cowboys have drafted two Hall of Famers in the second round in their history, and maybe they'll get another one tonight. We hope. 592-5200, Vantage Roofing and Solar Hotline open. Kilgore, Jeff, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Who are we talking about, Jeff?
I'm going to say Mel Renfro and Larry Allen.
There you go. 30 years apart, 1964 and 1994.
Wow. Okay.
Mel Renfro drafted. He was a running back at Oregon, became a great NFL cornerback. And Larry Allen was just a maul. He was a great athlete. Remember when he ran down that dude that intercepted a pass that night?
Yeah.
Ran him down. I mean, that's how good he was. And he was one of the greats. Man, if this guy's even half Larry Allen.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a great player.
They'll have something.
Have something. What else on your mind, Jeff?
That's it. Just I didn't get to watch much of the draft last night. I had to watch a movie with my wife. So.
Oh, yeah. We know all about that.
What movie did you watch? What movie did you turn down the NFL draft for? Come on, Larry. I'm Jeff.
It was a terrible Western on Grit.
Your wife lets you watch a Western, wanting to watch a Western on Grit? Really?
Well, yeah, because I don't know why. We just started watching it, and it was one of those that is not going to be very good.
Yeah.
But you watch it anyway.
Yeah.
And so.
Larry, you're bringing me down. The more you talk, the worse it gets, Larry. Come on, Jeff. Really?
Well. That's what my wife wanted to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that says that.
Well,
right?
That's why he's still married, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're old people, empty nest with grandkids and stuff. So, things are not like they used to be.
Well, take her to Boone's. We're going to send you a gift card, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Don't hang up. Yeah. We'll take your information. He didn't watch the draft. He and his wife watched a Western on Grit last night.
Because she wanted to.
Because she wanted to. That's why
he's still married.
I'm not sure I understand what he meant, but I don't even.
Just go along with it.
Jeff, who are you, Jeff? It's five. Just kidding. It's 540. We're in the Montsure Law Firm studio. You're hurting a wreck. Call 903-999-9999. On 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Once again, talking to you about Modular Orange. Business owners, people who need websites, listen up. You have to have that website. And Modular Orange, remember that name, can help you get that website out there, keep it updated, so you don't have to worry about it. Modular Orange websites are written, designed, launched, hosted, secured, and updated for $95 a month with no upfront costs or hidden fees. You focus on building the business, and the Modular Orange team builds the website. They keep it fast and easy with a streamlined process that can have your website live in under 3 weeks. So if you're using Facebook as a website, you might want to rethink that. Don't let them control your online presence. Modular Orange sites ensure your customers can reach you on any device, on all phones, laptops, tablets, and every screen size. And if you're paying high monthly prices for the website, well, let Modular Orange build it on their platform for just $95 a month with no upfront cost. You'll save money and get a website that performs better. Learn more at modularorange.com. That's modularorange.com. Gardening is more than a hobby. It's a lifestyle in East Texas. And Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company.
Vital Earth is a soils company. We also own a very prominent fertilizer company, Carl Poole Products, which we've been selling Carl Poole fertilizers for over 70 years. So we must be doing something right.
Company president Scott Hammer.
Carl Poole has a full line of water-soluble products, slow-release products, earth-safe organic products, just about anything you're involved in your gardening or in your landscape work. We have a fertilizer to take care of those situations. They're all professionally designed. They're used by professional growers. We pass that on to our retail products that are available at your best independent retail nurseries.
Including Plants of Texas, Highway 155 South in the Loop in Tyler. Learn more about Vital Earth products, Carl Poole, and Vitazyme at VitalEarth.com. Bill Coates here, and I'm talking to Reg Jones, president of Pratt Homes in Tyler. Reg, what is a tiny home?
Gosh, a tiny home is really all in the art of the home buyer. We have folks who come in looking for tiny homes where they want one bedroom, two bedrooms. They want really efficient, smart living. They want beautiful appointments within the house. Beautiful appointments can be kind of luxurious tile work and cabinetry that's soft clothes. And ultimately, the culture around tiny homes is, how do I live in a beautiful small space? And we've got an incredible array of tiny homes to meet those different needs.
Pratt Homes is a locally owned family business that has been making dreams come true for East Texans since 1996. Custom modular homes, tiny homes, prefab homes, and more. See more than 60 furnished models on the Southeast Loop just north of Front Street in Tyler. See their online gallery at PrattModularHomes.com. PrattModularHomes.com.
This is Kevin Simon. Car accidents can be tough. You're injured, your car is totaled, and then you still have to fight the insurance company to cover your losses. I am here with Doug Mansour of the Mansour Law Firm. Doug, what is the best way to deal with the insurance company?
The problem with insurance adjusters and companies is they're not there to try and help you, no matter what they say. When they request a statement, what they really want to do is use it against you down the road. They've already got the accident report, so they know what's happened. They know that their insured has messed up and caused the wreck. That's why they're calling you. They're not interested in how well you're doing. They want to pay you less. Don't give the statement. Call us first. We've been helping injured victims navigate the legal process to obtain the maximum compensation for over 20 years. The consultation is always free. You pay nothing just to talk to us.
After a car wreck, you have enough to worry about. So if you need legal representation, call Mansour Law Firm 24/7 at 903-999-9999.
Mansour Law Firm, Principal Office, Longview, Texas.
Tyler Legacy Red Raiders and Tyler High Lions play here. The Team Sports Radio.
Well, unquestionably, we were motivated that it does help our quarterback. It helps our running game. We've had some experience with this. You look back when we had top players in our offensive line, and you look at the kind of success we had during those times, some of Dak's earlier career when Zeke was here early. We give a lot of credit to the quality of that offensive line for having that kind of success. And that kind of success didn't get us a Super Bowl, but it had us around the rim a few times, having that kind of strength in the offensive line. And we need to play to our strengths. Dak's a strength. And so enhancing that makes all the sense in the world relative to comparing it to a receiver in a passing game for Dak. Makes all the sense in the world. If you think about it, it has some of the very same logic. It's both Dak friendly.
Dak friendly. How about that? I heard that before. Haven't Dak you? Friendly.
Yeah, yeah, and you know he's right. It's not splashy or sexy, but it could be exactly what they need. They needed some O-line, so maybe he's part of the answer.
Cowboys drafted Tyler Booker, a guard from Alabama, with the 12th pick last night.
The latest Tyler.
The latest Tyler. Now they've got three Tylers on their offensive line: Tyler Guyton, Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith.
Yep, a lot of Tylers.
That's a lot of Tylers. I mean, that's and now Tyler Texas. We're broadcasting this afternoon. Tyler Longview. I mean, those guys ought to be – we ought to have those guys come over here and do – I mean
– they should do an ad or something.
They right? should. They really – you know, the city of Tyler should hire all three of them to do an ad for Tyler. Don't you think?
I think so. I think you're probably right about that.
I think I'm on to something.
You think you're a marketing genius, maybe.
Mayor Warren, if you're listening, I mean, Cindy Smoke works for the chamber.
Yeah.
If you guys are listening, I'm telling you.
Get the three Tylers.
You got three Tylers on the Cowboy offensive line. There's got to be something
you
can do
with Tyler.
That. Absolutely.
Okay.
We're the Monsieur Law Firm studio this afternoon. Rounds two and three. In my book, the NFL draft kind of really, really gets serious tonight. I mean, all that first round hype is over now. We'll see if the scouts see if the scouts knew what they're talking about.
Yeah, we're gonna find out.
We'll see what that big board that they built was really good or not.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was really excited about the 12th pick until they picked it. And of course I was like, but I mean it'll probably work out. But now I'm still excited about what's left out there.
It makes sense. Football's a game where you're trying to impose your will on an opponent. In its essence, you're just trying to be bigger and badder than the other guys and move the ball. It's a game of real estate, conquering. Yeah. And football's a game of conquering territory,
and
conquest.
If you can run the football down people's throats, that takes a lot out of you.
So there you go. So if the Cowboys got that done, then maybe it works
sure,
out.
It might work out.
But maybe they get more sexy tonight in rounds two with the 44th pick and round three with the 76th pick, 12th in both rounds. So maybe you get the sexy picks
maybe coming up. Not
the guard. See, like I said, I use the analogy. My wife and I have been married for nearly 34 years. She could have married. She's a beautiful lady. Could have had the quarterback.
That's right.
She chose me, the guard.
The guard.
Wasn't a sexy pick.
Right.
But it kind of worked out for her.
So
I say that. I'm saying it worked out. Don't bring it up when you see her.
Because there are times you get stuck with an offensive lineman you can't get rid of.
So you're saying that might be the case?
Might be the case.
All right, 5:48 as we wind it down on a Friday afternoon from the Monsieur Law Firm studio. Thanks to all our callers today on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Monsieur Law Firm studio, if you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. And it's 5:48 on the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. MONTROSE concrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of six different ventless logs and six different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 89066.
American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the oldest coin shop in East Texas with the same owner for over 30 years. That means quality and experience in buying and selling rare coins, investment gold, silver, and platinum bullion. American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the go-to store to sell your gold, jewelry, and diamonds. They're probably worth more than you think. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel and South Broadway, Tyler, and AmericanGoldAndDiamond.com.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
When you or a family member gets sick, the last thing you want is to wait hours for meds. The chain pharmacies will make you wait. Major's Pharmacy won't. Bring your prescription to Major's Pharmacy, and in most cases, they'll fill it and have you on the way to recovery in 15 minutes or less. Major's Pharmacy accepts most major insurance plans. They also specialize in weight loss medication, and there's free delivery in the Tyler area. Major's Pharmacy, South Broadway and Shelley Drive in Tyler, across from Canes, and online at majorspharmacy.com.
Hi again, everybody. Let's check in with Monty Hall at Hall Chevrolet in Canton. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
Together, let's drive, and your selection has never been better.
It really hasn't. You know, the Chevy store over there in Canton has got probably the best selection of Chevy Silverados, including HDs and also the famous Trail Boss edition in the Chevy Silverado, which is kind of a little bit lifted from the factory, has an aggressive look to it. Yeah, we got the best selection in new Chevrolets that we've had since we've had that store over there in Canton, Texas.
Best deal?
I got to be probably the Chevy Trax, and we just got a bunch of those in out there in Canton. Getting a brand new Chevy Trax, nicely equipped, not a stripped down model, for as low as $25,988 right now, and we got a few of those to choose from. One of them is my favorite, is that cacti green color, which is really cool looking with the blackout and everything in the Chevy Trax.
Check out HallChevyCanton.com. Hall Chevrolet in Canton, and of course, as we always say, Hall has it all.
Super Bowl 60 plays here on 92.1 FM, The Team.
And the pitch is swung on, and there's a blast. Deep left field, back at the wall, it is history. Towering home run as Soderstrom just looked up and watched it. Josh with his second of the year, his seventh run batted in. And the A's lead is cut to 2-1. Swung on, and that's hit deep to right. That one is history. A no-doubter line shot onto the berm. We're tied at 2 here at the top of the fourth as the Rangers go back-to-back on consecutive pitches. That's the fourth home run for Heim and his eighth run batted in.
Well, the Rangers hit three home runs last night, all solos, and got beat 4-3.
Yeah, again, they're scoring their three runs, which is not enough. It'll catch up to you when it really starts to matter. So at some point, again, I keep saying it, the offense has got to get it together.
Wrapping it up in the Monsieur Law Firm studio, we've already told you, it was our trivia question today. The Cowboys have done pretty well at times in the second round. They've drafted Hall of Famers Larry Allen and Mel Renfro. In round three, some of the notable third-rounders included Charlie Waters, Harvey Martin, Danny White, Bob Brunig, Tony Hill, Doug Cosby, speaking of good tight ends for the Cowboys, guys like in the 1980s, Mark Stepnoski.
Yeah.
The late 1980s, 1989. Heck of a player on those Super Bowl teams. Dat Wynn was a third-round pick.
Like that, yeah.
Jason Witten was a third-round pick. He's going to the Hall of Fame. How about that one? DeMarco Murray was once a third-round draft pick. Looking here, Osa Odighizuwa, current Cowboys, along with DeMarvion Overshawn. Remember Overshawn a couple of years ago? He was a third-round pick.
Yeah. If he gets healthy, he can play.
So the point is that I'll be very disappointed the Cowboys don't come out tonight with a couple of starters out of this team.
I'm sure they will. We'll find out.
If the scouts did their job, there are players out there that can make a huge difference for the Cowboys. Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft are coming up tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it, just like I was the 12th pick.
All right, thanks again to everybody involved this week. We really appreciate the folks who helped us with the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet last night, our sponsors, and able to reward 20 really outstanding kids, and so many more that applied or that their application were sent in. We just didn't have room for everybody, but boy, what a great group, and I really enjoyed that. We will be back here on Monday afternoon. And, again, you got a lot of baseball this weekend at UT Tyler and TJC if you want to see some of that. Rangers coming up tonight against the San Francisco Giants. Verlander and Eovaldi is the pitching matchup.
Yeah.
and you'll hear it right here on the team and the Team Sports Radio mobile app. We will see you guys again on Monday for Chris Jones, who's about to be a granddaddy, by the way, and Kevin Simon, who already is, and for me, I am too. We will see you on Monday. Good night, everybody.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.